USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's going to be painful to get a handle on inflation. That's according to President Biden, who addressed the issue at the White House, saying he's working on getting it under control.
But it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard.
Biden saying it's going to be hard to tackle rising gas prices because they depend on the worldwide oil supply. The president saying spending more money will help with inflation.
The single best way to take the burden off middle class and working class folks is to pass the Build Back Better piece that are things that they're paying a lot of money for now.
Senate Democrats will make their play on voting rights Wednesday night, but the effort is expected to fail. Two bills on voting rights and election reform are on the front burner, and Republicans are expected to block forward progress through the Senate filibuster. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Biden administration is defending use of a Trump-era public health policy that's used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants who are caught at the southern border. Department of Justice Attorney Sharon Swingle arguing federal detention centers where illegal immigrants are held are not equipped to deal with the pandemic.
Posing a substantial risk of the spread of COVID-19 to other non-citizens, CBP officials, and the public at large.
In September, a district court found that using Title 42 to expel asylum-seeking families is likely unlawful. The Biden administration is appealing. CBS says its broadcast of the Cowboys versus 49ers game from this past weekend is the most-watched NFL wildcard game in 7 years. The game averaged over 41 million viewers on CBS and Nickelodeon. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, Roar Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for Roar Raw. Check out this week's Roar Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Roar Raw.
Roar Raw.
New York's Attorney General is continuing her civil case against the Trumps.
New York Attorney General Letitia James disclosed new details Tuesday night about her civil investigation into former President Trump's business dealings, saying the probe has uncovered evidence suggesting the fraudulent valuing of multiple assets and misrepresentations of those values to financial institutions. Daniel Goldman, a former assistant U.S. District Attorney during the first failed Trump impeachment, weighs in on MSNBC.
The allegations are that Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump were very involved in exaggerating or misstating statements of assets and finances in order to obtain loans, insurance, and tax credits.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thursday marks 1 year in office since President Joe Biden took the presidential oath of office. COVID was a central part of the president's campaign, but White House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Biden's response to the coronavirus has been a failure.
How many times during the campaign did candidate Joe Biden say, "I'm going to shut down the virus"? He actually bragged that he had a plan on day one to combat the virus. And then what happened just a few weeks ago before governors across the country?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.